Welcome to Blessed Hands for You, an outreach ministry hosted by Erlina D. of Sanford, North Carolina, a national ministry going all over the world. She says, just keeping it real with important information, great testimony with other artists from all over the world who have struggled with healing, forgiveness, deliverance, unity, and love. At the end of the program, she'll give you the address how you can reach her. And now, here's your national host, Erlina D., along with her co-host, Teresa C.
Praise the Lord. Kings and queens, you have turned into the Blessed Hands for You outreach ministry that keeps it real and giving our listeners a weekly dosage of ideas and information in real talk by bringing awareness we have in our families and communities today with the matters of the heart from authors all over the world, sharing their real life struggles in healing, deliverance, forgiveness, unity, hope, and love with their own testimonies and books. So sit back, relax. I am your host, Erlina D.
Oh, wow. Welcome, 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 kings and queens, to the Blessed Hands for You. I know you guys are excited again. I know every time you're ready for us to come on, so I'm going to let you know what we're doing. We're keeping it real with real talk with us here on this blessed day, kings and queens. I am Erlina D., the host that God has chosen on this day and in this hour to open up the blessed hands for you of Life Outreach Radio Ministry. Along with me is no other but the co-host, Teresa C. We would like to thank you all of our listeners, for giving an ear to just care, you know, just to even hear, you know, to be able to dial in, to be able to take a listen what the Lord is doing here, all with his anointed hands, authors, entrepreneurs, soldiers for the Lord that comes on here to share their powerful testimonies, gifts, and talents. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It is truly awesome. Like always, we are in for another special treat. Oh, yay! We need some hand claps, Ms. Co-host. We need some hand claps. We are in for another treat from our daddy, a young, strong, powerful businesswoman. I'm telling you, that has some awesome, wonderful news to share with you, along with her children books and a lot of other things that her and her husband is doing. Oh, my God. This woman is not just a entrepreneur and an author. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a boss. She's all that in a bag of chips. So with all minds and hearts, let us all go to the throne of God in prayer before we even open up the platform. Because you know what? We're about to be blessed beyond measure. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, truly, we thank you on this blessed day. We thank you, God, once again for waking us up, starting us in our right minds. God, we just thank you. We thank you. We didn't even have to wake up with all this turmoil going on in the world today, God, but you told us not to get wrapped up in these things of the world, but also just be prayed up. Watch as well as pray. You tell us to watch what's around us, but pray as well. So, God, we are praying for one another. We are asking you to continue sending down your blessing. Oh, my God, just your blessing, your shield, everything that you need to do. We give a special, special, heartfelt condolences to people that have lost loved ones due to corona, cancer, you know, drugs, suicide, anything, even from these unnecessary killings, God. We send our hearts out to the families that have to go through this, God. Lord, we ask you to continue covering them. Go through the highways and the byways, the four corners of the earth, God. Go through the jailhouses, to the hospital, to the White House, God. Lord, you know how corrupted things here because you already wrote it in the Word of God, the things that we were going to see in these last and evil days. So, God, we dependent only on you. We put in our faith only in you. We put in our trust only in you. And we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. All in your dear Son, Jesus' name. Well, kings and queens, my brothers and sisters, I would like to share our Dewdrop healthy tip. You know that. Make sure we are out there doing what we need to do to stay safe and help keep others safe as well as ourselves, okay? We got to make sure we do that hand washing, using a hand sanitizer at all times, especially when we're touching doors and handling things and all of that stuff, because you never know. You know, there's so much crap going on in the world. We got to protect ourselves as well as others. Also, wear the mask, like I always stress. I know it's so difficult to keep having on, because believe me, I have a big difficult issue of wearing them due to my asthma and lung conditions. But you know what? I'd rather breathe than not to breathe. So please continue practicing. Even your children. I be seeing so many people out here with their children uncovered. Like it just say, Corona, oh, no, I don't want to mess with kids, you know. The devil don't like none of us. He don't like our children. He don't like us. Cover your children up. Cover your children up. If you out there covering yourself up, why not protect your children as well? My God. And like I said, keep them social distancing. It is very important while we at work, school, and taking care of business and out and about. Keep that social distancing. I know you see your homegirl. I know you see your homeboy. I know y'all want to run up and hug on each other and all this. But let me tell you, honey, ain't no germs safe out there. So, you know, keep that social distancing. You know, you can throw a kiss. A kiss can go many miles away. Just blow them a kiss, you know. Shoot up a high five up in the air. Do whatever you need to do to keep yourself safe. Now, without any more delay, I want to introduce no other but the beautiful co-host, Teresa C., to come with our special shout-out, Dewdrop Encouraging Word, and our special guest, Dewdrop Bio.
Oh, thank you, Arlena D. I appreciate being on the Blessed Hands for You today. And number one on this list of my shout-outs is going to be, of course, none other than God, our Heavenly Father, for choosing us to run His ministry. I definitely appreciate Him just entrusting us with this, and we thank Him for it. We would like to also acknowledge our wonderful blessed sponsors for always opening the airways for the Blessed Hands for You of Life ministry. And a shout-out to Jay Prince Graphic Design that always keeps us fresh with an anointed logo for the ministry. Shout-out to Faith to Faith Radio. You can tune in every 24 hours a day, every day. And that's to hear some gospel songs from old to new. And also you can tune in on that channel with www.faithtofaithradiolisten.samcloud.com. That's where you would go to listen to all those great songs and listen to Blessed Hands of You for Life for You Radio every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, shout out to 106 TBC Radio. You can also listen to the Blessed Hands for You of Life Radio every Sunday at 3 and 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.106tbcradio.com. Oh, and a shout-out to God for opening up the door for our pitch for the Too Real for You soap opera series for the national daytime or nighttime television show on the Bounce TV network coming to you, yes, in 2022. We need your support to make this happen so that we can film this professionally and hire the mainstream actors and actresses. So support us today by sending in your love donations and sponsor us by becoming a part of the Two Real For You. You can do that by Cash App. Donate to Cash App right now on the dollar sign, the number 2, R-E-A-L, the number 4, the letter U. That is Two Real For You. That's the Cash App sign, dollar sign, Two Real For You. Today, be one of the names to show up on our credits by donating at blesshandsforyouministry@gmail.com. That is B-L-E-S-S-H-A-N-D-S, the number 4, the letter U, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y at gmail.com. Also, look on the website for updates for our casting calls for the soap series at www.tworealforyou.net. Bless Hands For You Life do drop words of encouragement. Now, for our special queen guest bio, definitely we have a great woman on the line tonight. She is a powerhouse by herself, and she do have a partner as well. Author, businesswoman, this is author and businesswoman, Jacoy Peters-Coleman. And Jacoy Peters-Coleman, author of the children's book, The Man with the Blue Pants, wife, mother, and business owner of many. Born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, is where she completed her bachelor's in pre-law concentration in English from the DePaul University. Raised in a Christian upbringing with an unapologetically understanding of what it means to be a black woman and a Haitian African American resident of the United States. Her late grandfather, Pastor Jacoy's mom, Premier. Her late grandmother, First Lady Maria Alvarez, mom, Premier, and Reverend Jeremiah A. Wright, Junior Pastor Emeritus from Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago Southside. Jacoy is sure a strong-minded and empowered human being. She is the founder of the New Sisterhood ATX, established June 2020, which has already reached over 200 members and growing. With years of experience as the second oldest of 11 children, her mother definitely has given her lifelong tools to be steadfast and controlling and hardworking, no matter what society tries to depict. Eager to bless others and dedicated to controlling the narrative in the black families throughout the nation and the world, The Man in the Blue Pants showcase the black father as a hero to all who hear this colorful and amazing fun read. Now back to our host, Erlina D.
Amen. Thank you again for that. Awesome. I'm telling you guys, I don't know about you, but I just cannot wait to be able to hear this awesome interview. But before I bring this beautiful, powerful queen on, we're going to take a song by Dion Hairston, Worth the Wait.
Worth the fight. emotions, then I can live free from unnecessary reactions that come while I'm waiting. Waiting on you. Until something happens. So no need to debate, no, no. You gotta wait. Yes, you do. Wait.
It's worth the wait.
So please.
Don't stay.
I'm telling you, you're too.
Guys, you've got to wait on God no matter what, no matter what. And I'm pretty sure our queen guest on this day, this beautiful day, is going to tell you a lot of things. And I'm telling you, she's probably going to let you know you got to wait. Sometimes you got to wait. I'm telling you, welcome back, kings and queens. I praise God for the blessed kings and queens that sings to the glory of God. I'm telling you, they bless my soul. They really do. They bless my soul in the midst of the mess. Yes, they do. Sometimes you got to put on a good old song, gospel song, I'm telling you, and let God do what he needs to do with you. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. I'm telling you. Now, are you ready to be enlightened, educated, and ready to shock? Okay, are you ready for some things? Because I'm telling you, I don't know what she's coming with, but she got a lot going on. So as we open up for you to receive, relate, and release, as I introduce our special queen in this hour. Hey, Queen Jackie, how are you on this blessed day?
How are you, Erlina and Teresa? How are you? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, it is an honor to have you, sweetheart. I love to see our women out here. You know, I love to see us out here doing what we need to do. And not only that, it's even special when you got a special king right behind you, standing right beside you, building you, helping you, and you both, you know, helping one another to get where you need to go. So, you know, before we get into everything, first, I want to you to give a shout out to the people out there. Give them a shout out so they can hear that beautiful voice.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you to everyone that's listening. Thank you again, Erlina and Teresa, just for having me. I am truly blessed and honored to just testify and also to, you know, inform and educate all of the members of this radio cast station and also all over the world, just bringing in a special presence to everyone, and just also just bringing awareness. God has blessed me to do that as well, and to really just be a vessel, you know, for him into this world, especially in this time of turmoil and chaos and what's happening right now. You know, I just want to let everyone know that you could still, you know, in spite of everything, still succeed and push forward. And really, it just starts with you and it starts at home and in our own heart. So just really thank you for having me and just allowing me to really share, you know, my story, well, a little bit of my story and my testimony and my good news.
Amen. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That is where God opened up blessed hands for you of life to tell people, you know, because people feel that they can't do certain things, even the young women that have children at a young age, or even some of the older women that had children and they waited till their kids got older. They feel that they can't move forward. Even some of the men, they feel like they can't move forward. So we're going to get into a lot of that so you can share some of them healthy tips that help you and your team and everything. And I hope next time, like I said, we get you on Speak mm-hmm. Out Loud so you can be able to have that handsome king of yours on with you so y'all can talk about all the things you need to talk about and get people right up under you and helping out too as well, because it's better for us to bless one another. You know, God
absolutely.
Bless you, you can be able to bless mm-hmm. another. So I know also, Queen, that you are a author. Tell me, how did you find time to be an author and be in business, being a boss queen and writing and taking care of some snotty-nosed kids?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, you know, my husband and I, you know, our daughter, she's 5. So at the time, she was about 1 or maybe like 1.5. And, you know, we were just, you know, sitting around and just chatting and, you know, he actually does, inspirational, rap. So he does music. He's been in the music game for quite some years, even before I met him. And, you know, I actually made a line. He made 2 lines. I came back with 1. He made 3 more. And I was like, you know what? That really sounds good. Can we go back and, like, kind of remember what we just said? He was like, I'll try. And then, lo and behold, it became a book. And it's such a funny story, because the book actually sat in our email for about 3 years before we decided to really publish it and push it forward. And so I was just blessed, you know, just to have that that very interesting time. One thing about it is that, you know, my husband, you know, Mr. Sean Coleman, he's just so passionate about everything that he does. And he strives to not only make himself better, but, you know, make others better, including myself. And so I learn a lot from him, and I'm just blessed to have him. But that's ultimately how the book came about. And when we really got serious with it, you know, just the whole context of the book surrounds, you know, a black father, which is him and all black fathers across this nation and around the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is so awesome. What is the title of that book?
Say it one more time. What is the...
of the book.
The title of the book is The Man with the Blue Pan. So when we first met, Sean Coleman, he is a truck driver. And so at the time he had uniform, and when we had our child, when she started to walk, you know, walk around, of course, daddy's little girl, you know, she would always follow him to the garage, and, you know, and really the only thing that she would see is, of course, at that height and at that age, is his blue pants. So we figured, why not name the book that, of course, and it just went from there. But really, it's all about this relationship with this little girl, this little black girl, this princess, with her father. She has just an infatuation with him. And it's the same with his, you know, it's kind of, you know, we get kind of taken aback because he has that same infatuation with her. And their love, you know, with each other just kind of bounces back and forth with them. And so this is a relationship that, of course, especially, you know, right now in America, especially in Black America, that they don't depict quite often. And so we wanted to really bring that to life in the book and, you know, and just tell others, like, you know what, this is a real thing. You know, we want to cast out all of the negativity in which Hollywood, you know, could, you know, depict in general a black male, up to including, you know, a black father.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. We definitely need to show that type of light out here because, you know, I love that he helped you. Like I said, I wished I'd known in the beginning. I would have had both of you on so he could have said a few things. If he's around, he still could say a few things because that is wonderful. And young men out here need to see how a black father is with his child. Especially, it's so important for a man, period, to be in his daughter's life and a positive role model, because that's the type of person that she will look for and look for them qualities in her husband when she starts dating.
Exactly. I mean, you know, just really promoting responsible fatherhood is more important now than ever. I mean, the world is demanding positive change, and black fathers need to be at the apex of this change, you know, ultimately, you know. And, you know, if black fathers are lifted up, black families will be stronger, and I strongly believe in that. I mean, you know, really in traditional African society, you know, the woman is the apex, the top of, you know, the family structure, which is culturally, but the other hand of that, the black male has to be there. He has to be the one that we lean on. You know, he has to, you know, be that person that could protect and also lift up the entire family structure. And the woman needs to be right there as well. Not really, I'm not saying behind him, but, you know, hand in hand and, you know, with a little bit more discipline and understanding the black man, I feel like that, you know, we could really bring that positivity forward. Hence, making more, you know, a much more stronger sense of family and the black community in general.
So true. You said something very positive there, and a lot of young men, you know, I speak to our young ones now because the older ones are older, and they got some of that background from watching their back when I was growing up, back in the 50s, 60s, you know, them, my brothers, my cousins, they watched the men work hard, provide for their family, and do certain things, you know. So in our young men today, we definitely need a positive role model. We need them positive, especially black men. Positive role model for not only our daughters, also for our sons. But the thing is, it really needs for our daughters, because our daughters end up messing with these men that might feel that they don't have to work. They're living off of her completely. Drugs or, you know, and that's something we don't want our children, our daughters or our sons, to get involved in. So we definitely need some black strong role models out here to show our children. It ain't about sagging your pants down behind, up under your butt and all this stuff. They don't have no respect for you, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. I really pray for our young people, you know. So I am very honored to know that you and your husband wrote this book. Oh, my God. I got to hear
Absolutely.
Some of his rap.
Yeah.
I got to hear some because, you know, I might be hitting y'all up saying, hey, I think I can use this in our soap series, you know, because we be filming.
Absolutely.
So I'll be looking for music now. I'll be looking for music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? And that is the whole idea. You know, ultimately, it starts at home, you know. And really, you know, I grew up in a household, thank God, that, you know, me as a, you know, African-American woman, I didn't have my dad around. You know, we want to talk a little bit real. I didn't have that. I always call it a luxury. So, I always say to the young women, you know, if you think that, you know, you have it bad, and here's your father, you know, if he's doing something positive, if he's helping you get through school, he's giving you little nuggets along the way to be successful, be grateful for that.
Yeah.
You know? And then also, you know, my mother or my grandmother, they didn't talk bad about my father in front of me. So I just had, you know, a couple of good things, you know, because one thing I always tell people, children grow up to be adults. Let them figure
that
out for themselves. You know, don't be the one that, you know, blasphemy his name all over the place just because you had a falling out. That's not healthy. It's not healthy. You know, and
not.
So even though he, you know, he wasn't a part of my life, I still call him my father. He is still my dad. He is still my father. And I have that respect for him per the Bible. You know, still respect your parents no matter what. And so dads who actively, you know, participate in the lives of their families, you know, provide a steady source of stability and support. And so we really want to encourage that so that the children, especially women, you know, when they do make those choices in men. I always joke with my girlfriends sometimes when they have little gentlemen. And I said, you know what? I don't think it's a bad idea. Maybe we really do need to do some arranged marriages around here. You know, put some discipline in it, you know. and they would laugh and stuff. But if you really think about, you know, the whole structure of arranged marriages, I mean, some of these cultures don't play around. You know, you have to really be on your stuff, especially as a male in that culture and that society. Even to even think about taking the young lady's hand in marriage, you know, you have to go through the parents. And so I feel like if we bring back some of that old school structure and just teach these young men, you know, these boys, you know, and raise them up the correct way, you know, even if they're not your child, you know, still try to step in and do something. Everyone could do a little bit. A little bit always counts, right? They say a village, it takes a village to raise a child. So I don't care if it's a little boy down
that's
the street.
Right.
You know, you talk to him and say, hey, what are you doing today? You know, just strike up a conversation. You just don't know how that could help him in that hour, that second. You probably just saved his life from going around the corner either doing something or even getting caught up. You know, just being involved more with our children will help us rise even better as, you know, a community.
That is so true. It really would. Mm-hmm. It really would. And you know what? I thank God that, and I even would tell my kids if I ever did, forgive me, because when I was raised up, I wish I was up under my father at the time that I know he was good. You know, my father was a professional actor. He was really good. I heard he was awesome. And I was a different girl, but by the time I got around my father, all I seen him do is alcohol. You know, he was a good man. But the thing that I looked at was, oh, God, you know, I don't want to kiss him. I don't want him hugging me because he smells, you know, with that alcohol and he's always drunk and I made me scared of him. You know, I didn't want, you know, And I did not like that. And in a way, I thank God for me experiencing that because it allowed me to see what I wanted for in my life. But then when I got children and I ended up having two sons, their father wasn't in their life. But I never talked bad about him. I would let them know, you know, he's sick, going on with him mentally, because something got to go on mentally. You bring in some handsome young men and beautiful queen, and that you don't want to be a part of their life to show them anything. So something mentally is going on up there that makes you not be what you need to be in their life. So I never talked down about their father. I would go out and buy a little Christmas gift, pretending like, you know, he done sent them gifts. And but, you know, as they got older, they caught on. So that's what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to learn on their own. I did not want to, you know, teach them or talk bad about him or say what he ate, because it wasn't their choice to make him their father. It was my choice to lay up and have babies by him. It was my choice. It was my choice.
Exactly.
So I never talked bad about their father. I always spoke good of him because he was a good man. He was a good man. He was a nice young man. He really was. But we had to look at how he was raised and how I was raised is how it was going to afflict in the raising of our children. If we never had parents that really actually was there to teach us what to do, we only did what we knew how. We ended up copycat, you know, being a copycat. So that's what these young men and these young women need to know today. They got to stop. They got to watch what they do in front of their children, how they talk in front of their action in front of their children. They need to, because kids mimic everything we do. They mimic everything we do. I don't see how young women have their children on the social media shaking their butts and dancing and twerking and saying that and then laughing like it's so cute. It's not cute for your child to cuss. It's not cute for your kids to say shut up to you. It's not cute for your kids to be shaking their butts, acting like they're grown. It's not cute. You are setting up for a destruction.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, infants and toddlers are the world's best copycats, let me tell you. I mean, because young children learn from their parents, even the caregivers, and even from watching television, you know. So, you know, young children, they are paying attention to the world around them every waking moment. Every waking moment. My daughter, sometimes my husband and I, we are just in shock mode. We kind of freeze because, like, the other day she said, oh, Mom, you know, I'm just so obsessed. I can't stop watching this YouTube channel of Kimmy the Clown. I'm very obsessed. I'm like, well, you're four. What does obsessed mean, Nevaeh? Right? Her name is Nevaeh Heaven backwards.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, it's just something that I really like. You know, that's what obsessed means. So just, you know, you could just tell how her vocabulary is enriching because of, again, the people that's around her, what she's watching every day, or how she interacts with certain people that we let her around. And, you know, we just have to be very mindful and careful and protect our children, even, you know, with these things on television. That is a form of protection, you know, and we just have to be just aware, well-advised around all of your children, you know, even their interactions with, like, family and friends, right? Because, you know, they are they're very innocent, so they kind of, like, say what's on their mind, you know. So you just have to watch that, and you just have to have open ears and be willing to, you know, just really just handle them in a sensitive manner, but, you know, still be very, like, you know, just informative with your child, just always being mindful.
So true. And that is so important, because if we can allow our children to learn something that's so bad that's on TV, a Beyonce song. Not, you know, I ain't got nothing against Beyonce, but she is not my child's role model. She is not my granddaughter's role model, because I don't believe in all that shaking it up, showing off. I was raised by a grandma, too, that say, cover up, let the man have a patient. You know, you already got a beautiful shape, so they already see you shaped up, but you ain't got to, you know, take everything off or
sell it
half
to
off
everybody.
But, you know, you don't. But why not pick up the word of God and teach your children? Because if they that quick to learn something bad, they can learn something positive. Allow them running around quoting scriptures to one another. Allow them to do that. Run around here and quote a scripture. Show them how to pray for each other, because they need that in the school. They need prayer back in the school. Learn them how to pray for one another. Teach your child that, because I feel if your child can get up and do a whole rap song and shake their butt from every little dance move on a Beyonce song or somebody else song, then them kids can get up and they can preach a word, they can quote a scripture, they can do it. They can do it because they're so quick to learn now. They're so quick to learn. And our computers, these internet, these media sites are teaching our children, making them babysitters. We're making them babysitters, these social media sites to babysit our kids so they can get out of our hair. They're teaching our children a lot. Sometimes I got a granddaughter named Nevaeh, too. I got a granddaughter named Nevaeh, too. She's 17 now. But I'm telling you, some of these kids, they teaching me something. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah, right.
Like, whoa, wait a minute.
I can't even do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very advanced. Very advanced. The technology has definitely taken over. You know, they are very advanced, but, you know, I mean, little nugget. I mean, think of your home as your child's first classroom, right? So what do you want them to learn, right? Young children are learning from quote-unquote teachers, right, where we are the teachers, right, at home. Or people in your home right from the start, right? So you just have to include your child, you know, just include your child in everyday activities, you know, try to monitor them a little bit better, you know. And, yeah, a little strict does go a long way. I came from a household where it was really restrictive. I mean, it's kind of like you go near those blinds even, and we're going to see what happens, right? I mean, we were watched, you know, they're really, really restricted. but still, you know, leave it a little room for them to have fun, but, you know, just try to monitor, you know, what is fun, what is appropriate, right? Especially for little girls, because everyone can't be, you know, I want to be an Instagram model when I grow up, you know, or I want to be the world's best twerker. That's fine. But do that with your husband, right? Do that with your husband, because right now it's kind of like, well, it's just free. It's free for all, right? So there's the respect is out the door. It's out the door. So just bringing back class, bringing back respectability, you know, between the man and the woman, especially in our community, all of that starts at home. It starts with the children, and definitely it starts with the father, right?
That's
we have to, you know, with black fathers, yes, teach them to be choosy lovers, you know? Men, you know, your boys, how to be, you know, well-rounded. Yes, you know, and, you know, I understand at college is not for everyone, right? Businessman, you know, teach him to have his own. Yeah. Right now, everyone
That's
wants
right.
to have their own business now due to COVID, right? Since COVID started. Teach him to be well resourceful and teach your daughter. Sure. We were just talking about this just before we got on this phone call. But, you know, we always vow to teach our daughter to be the person she wants to marry, not wait for a doctor to be a doctor and then marry him because he's a doctor. No, meet him in medical school if that's what you want, you know.
That's right.
Or, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Like be that attorney, be neck to neck with him, or at least have some kind of, you know, hold some kind of value. And that's what we need to teach. And, you know, in a nutshell, that, you know, the man in the blue pants, you know, let's create that relationship, you know, let's normalize that relationship. Let's normalize the nuclear black family as, you know, this is what it is. Yes, the two parents are there, you know what I mean, in the household, and both of them are working, and both of them are business owners. Let's try to normalize the black family in general, especially in our nation right now.
Mm-hmm. My God, yes. That is so true. And like you said, teach them business. Because these kids, I'm telling you, if they can go out here and count and sell drugs and count their money, then they're accountants. They can be, you know, they can run their own bank. They can be an accountant. Mm-hmm. They can build their own business. Yeah. They can do what they need
Absolutely.
To do. That is true. That is so true. So, sweetheart, Queen, tell us some of the businesses mm-hmm. you and your husband have started up that you have.
Absolutely. So my husband, as you know, again, he used to be a truck driver and worked for many, many years. And, you know, and Sean is he's very, you know what? I'm going to say this about my husband. I love him so much. He's a little cuckoo sometimes, but he's very militant. You know, when I first met him, I thought that he had a military background, and he did not. You know, he's very well put together. He cares about his credit. He cares about his finance. He's counting every penny. If I go to Walmart right now, he's going to be like, why are you going to Walmart? How much are you going to spend? And let's check the account, right? He's checking his account like five times a day, right? So he's very disciplined, you know, and overall, that's what we want for our little girls, right? So, he cleaned up his credit by himself. You know, he didn't pay anyone, and it took him some years, but he finally brought himself to clean it up, right? So, you know, while he was truck driving for these other people, he said, you know what, you know, one day Jack, you know, he calls me Jack, so Jackie, I'm going to own my own business. I don't know what it is yet, but I know I'm going to be working for myself, right? Because I can't punch the clock for anyone else. So I said, okay, well, let's see it. You know, show me what you got. And that's what we do. We challenge each other. And so this past June 2020, he finally walked away, you know, from his trucking job, and we opened up EMG1 Freight. So we have a trucking company.
Wow.
And it's doing very, very well. We are getting our second truck really soon. He is going to start consulting with people and teaching them how to get their CDL. And sooner or later, we are going to do an organization to help felons even, you know, reach
awesome.
Their goals if they want to get into the industry or, you know, repair credit, right? I do events. I have a company called Events and Affairs, so I do like weddings and I travel, you know, sometimes, pre-COVID, but it's picking back up. But I do a lot of events and do a lot of corporate events. And, you know, and then I have a clothing boutique. So overall, we want to leave a legacy for Nevaeh, right? We want to show her that, hey, you could, you know, you have options. You know, yes, we want you to go to school to be able to read and write and count your own money so you won't have to pay all these attorneys, right? But ultimately, we want you to run a dynasty. You know, we want that for you, even if it's a small dynasty. You know, it's yours, and we want to leave those little nuggets, you know. And so, you know, we just share information all the time. You know, we try to encourage people, buy more stocks, you know, buy more options, you know, especially in our community, people are very, you know, they get a little shaky about getting, you know, insurance, life insurance is kind of a hard subject to talk about. But, you know, if you really educate yourself, you know, that's, you're really building generational wealth, right? So we try to encourage many families, especially in our community, again, to really build that generational wealth, to cut that curse. You know, of you know, poverty.
Yeah.
I don't even want to put that a part of my vocabulary anymore, right? Poverty or I can't do something, right? So we're just really strong-willed people, and those are just a few businesses that we own. And, you know, we try to grow it, you know, every day and just be very humble and share information when we can.
Amen. That is so awesome. Okay. I know you're down in the Texas area, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We are in Austin, Texas, actually.
Austin, Texas. Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I going to come down to Texas soon. I'm coming
Absolutely.
To visit.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm coming to visit. I keep telling Sheena I'm going to be down there. So I'm definitely
okay.
How would people be able to get in touch with you and your husband if they want some encouragement, or somebody want a wedding, want to get married, somebody want to talk about the trucking business, or even want to get the children's book, mm-hmm. because I need that children's book myself.
Absolutely.
If I had it in my hand now, I could show it to the people, because I'm on live too as well. I could show them the book and everything. But tell them, everyone, mm-hmm. listeners, how they be able to get in contact with you guys.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, for all of our businesses, we do have like a separate email, but for the general email to contact us, if you have any questions about consultation, we also do like startup business consultations, how to get government contracts, you know, for your, you know, either your cleaning business or your trucking business or to haul things. You could just contact us at this email at E as in egg, M as in Mary, G as in George, spell out one, O-N-E, investors. And investors is I-N-V-E-S-T-O-R-S at Gmail. So EMG1investors@gmail. And we will lead you to whatever information, whether you want the book, whether you need help in getting your LLC or EIN, we will direct you to those tunnels. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Tell one more time, because I want to make sure the listeners, the people that's watching me now, the callers, I want them to make sure they get this down pat. So could you give that to
Absolutely.
Us one?
Absolutely. So the email, the general email is emg1investors@gmail.com. So that's E-M as in Mary, G-O-N-E-I-N-V-E-S-T-O-R-S@gmail.com. Find our book at www.princessneveahbooks.com. And again, Nevaeh is spelled heaven backwards, so that's Princess Neveah books with an S .com.
Awesome. I'm telling you, I am proud of you guys. I am so proud of you guys. I mean, I'd love to see couples and even single people doing their thing, going out here, building their own dynasty, you know, because God gave us gifts and talents. He gave us you know, we want to always, and it's majority our people, the Black community. I love y'all to death, but we are about the hard-headedest people. We don't do in the Bible. We some hard-head people. We always want to talk about any other religion, nationality, white, Arabs, everybody. We want to talk about the Chinese. We want to talk about everybody coming over here starting businesses. Well, you know what? If you would have got off your lazy butt and did what you need to do, you'd be running after businesses too. But we don't want to do that. You know, we'll get out there and flip some drugs and sit out all night long where we can be building a business. All night long.
Getting it together, putting that dollar to work. Gathering and collecting, right?
Yes.
Collective. And really, you know, it's another part of it, right? So we talked about how, you know, we need to individually in our households bring up, you know, that little girl to be a woman, you know, to be her own well-rounded person, bring up that male, right? To be the protector, to be a provider, to be educated. You know, and again, school is not for everyone, but we want to build these, what do we call it, dynasties and these communities so that we can have our own, because that's the only way we will be able to build. And, you know, I see it all the time, right? So, you know, of course, you know, like, hey, I want Junior to play football, or, you know, I'm, you know, oh, what are you going to do? Well, you know, I'm just going to rap, you know, and that's it. You know, well, let's try to challenge our kids more. I feel like if we challenge our kids more to be, you know, surgeons and, you know, CEOs, right? District attorneys, you know, I'm going all the way for the head honcho, the judges, you know, let's challenge them for that. Let's see growing numbers of that, you know, let's shake it up a little bit, you know, let's not try to always take the easy route out, right?
That's right.
It's, and ultimately you just have to be there for the fight, right? Nothing is ever perfect. Yeah. Relationships are not perfect. But ultimately, you have to be there for the fight, and you have to be willing to fight for yourself and for the ones around you and make it contagious. Yeah. Make it contagious. That's the most important thing.
Yes, yes. And that is so true, you know. And I am so blessed, and I thank you for choosing the Blessed Hands for You of Life Radio Ministry to be able to come on here, because you know what, I too believe in building your own for your own. You know, my children watch me raise them alone by myself, but they also watch me build businesses. They watch me build my own home health agency. They watch me work in the hospital. They watch me get my nursing degree. I was doing hair, from hair to being nursing, from to having my business, from my business, from building on a production company, you know, so they always seen me, and now I want to be a lawyer, so I'm taking classes for that, you know, to be my own lawyer, to be, you know, do the things that I want to do. I went for business management to make sure, and like you say, school ain't for everybody. Everybody don't want to, but I'm telling you, you can even start educating yourself. They got so much on the internet that you can learn.
Absolutely.
You spend all this time anyway on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all this, and YouTube and all this. Get on there. Look up some things that help you. Look up some things that can help you build your destiny, your, you know, teach your children something positive. Because like you said, I am so glad that you children, that I called you children because y'all younger than me, but y'all out there smoking with y'all need.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take
y'all doing what y'all need to do for your little one, for your little one, and teaching her. And that is, you know, I'm telling you, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. That's a blessing. And like, and I thank you for sharing that information, because, like, if somebody's stuck, if somebody knows some things, they feel like, you know what, I don't know which way to go. Let me call them. Let me get in touch with them. They can reach out to you and be able to get something from you and your husband that can help them. And I thank you for wanting to give back. Thank your husband, your king, for
wanting to give back.
And like you said, he didn't pay nobody. He did what he had to do to clean up his credit.
Exactly.
To do what he had to do. He told
you. You know, they always say, and I will leave you guys with this. They always say the best thing, right? And we want to get rid of this. We want to get rid of this saying, people, family. The best thing, the best way to keep something away from a black man is in a book. And we try to go against that saying every single day. We want to prove that wrong until it's no longer in the universe, okay? So we definitely want to challenge each other, challenge our children, be mindful, and just be there for our women. And women, you know, understand the black man. Take the time out. Hey, I'm still trying to understand mine, you know, and I've been with him for 7 years. We've been married for three. So just really... just this really being willing to challenge each other and challenge yourself to be a better person.
Amen. And with all that, I'm telling you, I truly appreciate you coming on. I really do. I appreciate you coming on, being a blessing to us. And it's some things probably when I get through getting settled up, getting some things I might be reaching. It ain't about I might. I know definitely that I will be reaching out.
I know that's right.
Things that I need to know. and everything. Mm-hmm. So that is truly a blessing. And like I said, if you guys want to, you and your husband both want to come back on to talk about some more things that he can share as well, just inbox
Absolutely.
Me and get it right over to Speak Out Loud so you can be able to share some things on Speak Out Loud Productions. So I'm telling you, it'll be a great platform for you guys to get out there to young people. And I thank you for caring to share again here on the Blessed Hands for You. We're getting ready to close out. So I thank you guys. And you know you
thank
guys
you.
Can always...
Thank you, Arlena. Thank you, Teresa.
Is there any last thing you would like to tell our listeners? Anything else? Any other encouraging words or anything?
You know, just be steadfast, just be persistent, and, you know, just pray for each other. Again, you want to challenge yourself to be the best you that you could be, so you could be the best person for that other person or for your children. And, you know, God loves us all. He wants us to be the best that we can be, and that's what we are here until he says it's time, right? Until let your will be done, O Lord, and that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You heard it. You heard it from the Queen, Jackie Peters Coleman, yourself. I'm telling you guys, that's a bad couple. Y'all better watch out. I'm telling you, get up under them. See what's going on. So you too can bless your children as well and build up some things that your children need to have in these last and evil days. I'm telling you, don't leave this earth without being a blessing to your children so they can have a kingdom of their own legacy that you can leave behind. It's never too late to start. If God woke you up today, that means you could still, even if you do the blueprint, even if you write out the blueprint, your children can still carry it on in your name. They still can do what they need to do. We thank you again for being here listening to the Blessed Hands for You of Life Outreach Ministry. We're coming with our Dew Drops newsletter, and God bless you.
Our Blessed Hands for You Dew Drop newsletter.
If you would like to have your live interviews here on the Blessed Hands for You radio ministry as our special guest, please send in all inquiries to blessedhandsforyouministry@gmail.com. Our live interviews are every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also listen to Blessed Hands for You radio ministry every Sunday at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 106tbcradio.com and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on faith2faithradio.com. Watch all of the Blessed Hands for You productions on our website, www.tworealforyou.net, and on the On Point TV network, Faith to Faith TV network. Download the apps on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, and Tiki Live. Launching September 22nd, watch all Blessed Hands for You live production on a new HGBN His Grace Broadcast Network. You can also download this on Roku and Fire Stick. Also, you can watch two of the shows, Devil in the Mist and Devil in the Mirror, on Amazon Prime. The new soapy series, Too Real for You, An Angry Tears Story, the real life testimony of our host, Erlina D. Yes, that's right. Trapped, Was It Really God? You can also watch Busted and Disgusted. You can also watch all of these on the platforms that I mentioned. Become a sponsor or give a love donation to help keep awareness movements going to all four corners of the earth.
You can also order my books as well. Oh yes, your host, Erlina D., is an author as well. Order all of my novels on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and that is Angry Tears, Busted and Disgusted, Trapped, Was It Really God, and the three stories of Too Real for You. If you would like to have a signed copy, go on www.tworealforyou.net.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Hands for You radio outreach ministry here on Block Talk Radio. If you would like to be a guest and you're an author or you have a powerful testimony, send your information over to blesshandsforyou@gmail.com. That is BLESSHANDS, the number 4, the letter U, @gmail.com. If you would like to be a sponsor or give a love donation, visit our website at www.tworealforyou.net. That's www.tworealforyou.net. We truly thank you for listening in. Listen again every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Central Time with your hosts, Erlina D. and Teresa C. God bless.